shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this show, and we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. And we will do that again tonight. By the way, congratulations to Bolek. And he elected again, man. He won the shot glass in our pre-show with the correct answer to our trivia question. This is Phil History Month. And the question was, what was the month and year that the Phil Hendry Show, the current Phil Hendry Show, debuted? He got it right, August of 1990. We will be 22 years old coming up this August. And congratulations, Bolek. That's the second shot glass that wonderful guy has won. And we'll do another one tomorrow in our pre-show. You can join us at our website, philhenryshow.com, with a backstage pass. And get in on our pre-show as well as our Q&A that we're going to be doing tomorrow night following the show. Now, the Super Bowl, which we have not talked about at all, and there's a really good reason for that. There's a really good reason why we haven't talked about the Super Bowl, and that is I don't want to talk about the Super Bowl until it gets really close to the Super Bowl, because that's the only time you should really talk about it in any great depth when you're doing a talk show that isn't a sports show. And even if you're doing a sports talk show, you shouldn't be talking that much about the ding-dang Super Bowl. Because there's only so much you can talk about. And we'll, you know, tomorrow night we'll tell you who I think's going to win the game. And not that they will, and not that I've got any great insight, although I, you know, have been pretty good. And although last year I got my ass handed to me, but the year before I did pick whoever won, and I forget who it was. Now, let's go over to our telephone and bring on our our entertainment writer from the Orange County Courier. It's Doug Danger. Doug is a entertainment writer, and that's why they've assigned you the Super Bowl, huh, Doug?
Well, you know, I got to tell you something. One of the reasons why I've been assigned to the Super Bowl is because I insisted on it. I went to our editor, Bob Koska, and I said, you know, what is sports? Sports is entertainment. And what is the Super Bowl? The Super Bowl is one of the biggest entertainment or one of the biggest shows of the year. If you think sports is anything other than entertainment, you just don't get it. I mean, that's what it is. And so as the entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, so I've got a far better sense, I think, for truth, you know, to cut through all the hype. And I said to Bob, I said, send me out there. We don't need to send a sports writer. I think we got one or two of our sports guys going. But the real story of the Super Bowl is going to be told by me.
So you're going to be heading out when?
I'm going to leave tomorrow and give myself what I'd like to do is essentially do what the ball clubs do during the regular season, Phil. The NFL rules state that a football team traveling must be in the city that they're going to be playing in 24 hours, at least 24 hours before kickoff, which means if your ball club is kicking off at 1 o'clock in any given city on a Sunday, your football team needs to be in that city by 1 p.m. on Saturday. That is the rule. What I'd like to do is I'm going to get out there maybe 48 hours ahead.
Well, the teams, but with the Super Bowl, the teams are there for a much longer time, right?
That's correct. I mean, the ball clubs have been out there, I think, at least for a week. They get acclimated to being in the city. I think that I'm one of those guys, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I think I'm right about this when I say I don't think that football teams living in the same city for a week, I don't think that's a good thing. That's not what they do during the regular season. It's not what they're used to doing. So when they do it for the Super Bowl, I think it's a wrong move.
Talking to Doug Danger here from the Orange County Courier, who's their entertainment writer. He's going to be covering the Super Bowl between the New York Giants and the New England Patriots. You mentioned being a gay man and a gay journalist, which you've often said to us in the past, Doug, gives you an ability to see the truth. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think being a gay man and a gay journalist, you have the ability to see what is really going on, because if, as a gay man and a gay journalist, I've been subjected to so much discrimination, you know, and along with that discrimination, there's been a fair amount of prevarication, of out-and-out lies, out-and-out propaganda. And somebody says to me, you know, I don't have any prejudice. Some of my best friends are gay. You don't want to say that to me. That's something you don't want to say to me, because...
Why is that?
Well, I mean, because as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I'm going to know whether you're lying or not.
And so if someone says to you, you know, I have some of my best friends are gay, you're going to know?
Well, what I'm saying, I don't think I've got any great powers in that, but I do have a better sense as a gay man, as a gay journalist, than straight people or a straight writer. because I've heard that so much. I can look at someone and the way their face is, the way their eyes move, how nervous they are they sweating? When they say some of my best friends are gay, as a gay man and a gay journalist, I can even hear it on the phone, like tonight. But not that I want to do any kind of test in that way. But
I mean, if somebody called the show tonight and said some of my best friends are gay, you'd know if they're lying or not.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Doug Danger with us now. Let me ask you a question, Doug, because you had a piece, I think it was actually a little promotional clip. The Super Bowl in Indianapolis, the rehabilitation of a city, and that's what I wanted to talk to you about.
Right.
What does that mean, the rehabilitation of a city?
Well, I mean, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, Phil, I don't take, as a reporter, I don't take things lightly. As a gay man, as a gay journalist, I'm going to try to find a story that's going to really be relevant. I don't want to go in to writing about the Super Bowl the way 99.999% of these other guys are going to write about it. They're going to do it. I heard you during your pre-show, and you were making very good comments, I thought. You were saying, you got editors out there. They're telling these writers, get to the Super Bowl and give me an angle, And
well, they want a feature, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. They want a feature. So they had the story there, I think, about Madonna, and she's attracted to Eli Manning. And then they'll have a story in there about a local guy, maybe some guy that comes from Indianapolis. They'll have a story in there about Indianapolis, how they got the Colts. All of those things, I think, are a way to dance around the truth. And the truth is that this is the first time Indianapolis has hosted a Super Bowl. And you have to ask the question, why? And I think it's because the National Football League has decided this is a good time to try and, I hate to use the word rehabilitate, but this is the moment that the NFL is going to use to bring the image of Indianapolis back up through all of those eras of darkness and of sort of hiding the truth. And
well, I want to ask you about that, hiding the truth. What do you mean when you talk about, we're talking about the city of Indianapolis now.
That is correct.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm looking at the city of Indianapolis that is a city of there are dichotomies. There are, it's a city of extremes, opposites, polar opposites. It's a city that you have a hard time trusting. It's a city that you have a hard time embracing.
Why is that?
Well, I think because you roll into this city that just sort of rises up out of the Midwestern plains of Indiana. There's no real reason for it to be there. You ask yourself, how did this city ever get here, And then you ask yourself, how did it ever get to be as big as it got? And then, of course, you have to come to the ultimate question, which is, how did this city steal a football team that was loved more than any other sports franchise in history, the Baltimore Colts? How did they steal them and bring them out to this place, which, when you just look at it on the surface, really doesn't have a whole lot to offer? So that's what I want to get to the bottom of as a gay man, as a gay journalist, and writing for the Orange County Courier this coming weekend on the Super Bowl. I want to tell the story about Indianapolis and what are the good things about it? What can be said for it that are good things? And what can be said for it that are constructive things? And what can be said for the city of Indianapolis that can make people feel a little less wary and frightened of that city?
Well, we're talking here with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. And, I've never really seen Indianapolis as a city to be wary of.
Well, have you ever been there?
Oh, yeah. I've been to Indianapolis a couple of times. I haven't been there for very long, but it's never struck me as a city that to be wary of. Now, you're mentioning it's coming up through the darkness, right?
Yeah, exactly.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I think, again, Phil, this gets back to being a gay man and being a gay journalist. When you look at a city or you look at any story, let's just take it from the standpoint of being a reporter, as a gay man, as a gay journalist. I'm gonna look at the city, and I'm going to say there's something wrong with this place. As a reporter, that's my job. You don't see it. A lot of people don't see it. I understand that. I get that. That's okay. That's where I come in. I'm a reporter. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I take a look at the city and I go, okay, there's something wrong with this town. And it's my job to articulate that to my readers. And I've got to do that in a way so that, number one, I tell you what's wrong with Indianapolis, and then, number two, I tell you how to get over your fear or your disquiet or your unease or your dis-ease and enjoy a city that will be hosting its very first Super Bowl. This is a crapshoot for the NFL. There's no question about it that the National Football League has rolled the dice on this one.
Well, they've got a beautiful stadium there.
Well, no question. Lucas Oil Stadium is gorgeous.
I mean, we looked it up last night. It's absolutely, it's just a beautiful ballpark. And
absolutely. I mean, and that's going to help a lot. And I think you need a beautiful ballpark if you're driving from the airport to the ballpark, and what you feel and what you see gives you, you have second thoughts about having ever traveled there.
All right, we're talking here with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. Hang on the line here, Doug. He's talking about Indianapolis, where he'll be going tomorrow to cover the Super Bowl. And his story for the Orange County Courier that he's working on is rehabilitating the image of Indianapolis. And he's talking about things that are actually not just about, oh, I don't know, veneer. You know, maybe it's a sort of a staid and boring Midwestern city. He's talking about, quote, a darkness and a ill at ease that people feel or an unease that people feel when they're there. 877-876-PHIL is the number here. 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Henry Show will be right back with more from Doug Danger right after this.
Truth.
Don't forget PhilHenryShow.com.
The Phil Henry Show.
Stepped on here, man.
I did, yeah.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
And our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, world-famous Phil Henry Show. And we're talking with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. He's going to be in Indianapolis flying out tomorrow, Doug, right?
That is correct. He'll be in Indianapolis about 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, Central Time, I think.
We say...
Indianapolis is Central Time.
That's right. You're talking about Indianapolis. This is the first time they've had the Super Bowl, correct?
That is correct.
And you mentioned something about how they stole the Baltimore Colts. I think that story's been told, you know.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, you'd have to be a sports fan to really get invested in a story like that. But I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and my job is to make sure that people understand, not just the sports fans, because sports fans have a way of being rather superficial in terms of their understanding of a story. I mean, they want to know the sports angle. Indianapolis had an owner by the name of Gary Irsay, and his son now owns it.
Who was the owner?
Well, the son, Jimmy. But the father was a guy named Gary Irsay, I think, who brought the team from Baltimore because he could get money from Indianapolis. And that's not a big secret. I think that's pretty much the way sports teams work these days. But when he brought the team to Indianapolis, he did not really bank on the fact that he would be arriving in a city that gave the organization, gave himself, and gave a lot of people, there were questions. You know, are they going to be able to sell pro football here? Are they going to be able to make pro football work? Well, I think they have. But the problem is the city itself continues to be a place where visitors, at least the ones that I've talked to, have a difficult time enjoying themselves. Now, I'm not saying they don't have amusements in Indianapolis, like great restaurants, great nightclubs, a nice out-of-doors, if you will, outdoors or sportsman environment. But as the people that I know have said, it's a difficult place to loosen up and really enjoy yourself. The NFL knows this. And that's why they purposefully put the Super Bowl in Indianapolis this year. And they're basically saying...
Why would the NFL put the Super Bowl in a city where people have a hard time having a good time?
Because the Indianapolis... the NFL is... I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, Phil. So the reason why I say that is, understand that when I tell you something, you know, it carries a little more weight than the average journalist.
And all right, well, why is the NFL investing the time and the trouble and the money for a Super Bowl in a city where you say people have a hard time having a good time?
Because they have decided, the National Football League has decided, they do have a franchise in Indianapolis, and they are going to invest their effort in making sure, one way or another, they can hold a Super Bowl there, and people are going to have a good time. You almost want to say, people are going to have a good time there, whether they like it or not. You know, they're going to have a Super Bowl there, whether people like it or not. So the National Football League is not going to have problems selling tickets to a Super Bowl, but they are going to have a problem getting people to be enthusiastic about it.
And well, look, if you sell tickets to a Super Bowl, who are you selling them to?
Well, ordinarily, you sell the tickets. If you're selling tickets to a Super Bowl, the home team gets some, and that is the city where the Super Bowl is being held. But most of the tickets go to the teams that are playing. So the New York Giants, the New England Patriots, the Indianapolis Colts, which is the home team, and then the league gets some, obviously, VIP tickets, and then people are allowed to get tickets, regular fans. Those are the tickets, and as well as tickets for the Giants and for the New England Patriots, those are the tickets that are going to be kind of hard to sell, because the Giant fans and the Patriot fans, as much as they like their team being in the Super Bowl, as I said, it is troubling that they've got to go to Indianapolis for the game.
All right. I had someone mention to me during the break that you're not being specific. You're not saying, Doug, what it is about Indianapolis that people should be worried about. Is it crime?
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, okay, Phil? So it's not hard for me to get the story.
Okay. All of that I understand. But what is the thing that people should be afraid of? What is the thing that makes Indianapolis dark? And
but, you know, I don't want people to feel that Indianapolis is so dark and so uncomfortable an environment to go into, either as a city or just to go in and watch a sporting event, so dark that they stay away, because that's counterproductive.
Well, is it a city that is so dark that they should be wanting to stay away?
No, I wouldn't say that, but I am saying it's not a comfortable city, and the NFL knows that. That's why they're having a Super Bowl there. They're trying, and you know the NFL, they're going to get what they want, whether people like it or not. They want people to go to that game and at least look like they're having a good time. And that's what we're talking about here.
Yeah, but what is the thing about the city of Indianapolis? Do you know from your writing, from your investigation, from your journalism, do you know what that thing is?
As a gay man and as a gay journalist, Phil, the best I can do for you, and this is as good as anybody is going to do for you, the minute you get on the ground in Indianapolis, the minute you get into your rental car, the minute you begin driving to your hotel, the minute you go anywhere, you are aware of a feeling almost of dread.
A feeling of dread?
Yes.
Well, what is that? You know what that means, don't you?
Well, not. I don't mean in the sense that you're going to die, but in the sense that there is something very, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I want to come right out and say it, but I want people to understand me. A sense that there's something very evil following you.
In Indianapolis?
Yes, sir. Now, I know there's a lot of churches in Indianapolis. I know there's an awful lot of good people in Indianapolis. And they've done their very best to make that city a welcoming experience for people to visit there. But I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and so my job is to tell you the truth. And when you get into Indianapolis, you feel a sense of gloom that drapes over you like a cape, almost, until you leave.
Is that how you felt?
That is correct.
Is that how other people feel?
The people that I've talked to, yes.
And so the NFL is going to have a Super Bowl there to try to lift up this image.
I believe the NFL is having a Super Bowl there to try to to try to repair that image. And not only try, I think they are determined to do it. Because the NFL doesn't go anywhere where money doesn't follow.
All right, Doug Danger with us, 877-876-7445, 877-876. Phil will be right back here as he talks about the Super Bowl in Indianapolis and the city of Indianapolis giving people a sense of dread and gloom when they land
Phil
there.
Hendry.
That's how I feel.
Famous Phil Hendry Show.
It is the world famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. And on the line here is Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier, who's going to the Super Bowl on Saturday, or Friday, actually, tomorrow. And let's hold the lines for just a minute there, bud. You're flying out there tomorrow with a story that you got in mind here, Doug, about the darkness and about the gloom and the doom of the city of Indianapolis. Now, this is, you know, far from being a fluff piece, isn't it?
I mean, it's not a fluff piece. I don't do that.
If the city, I think, is going to react negatively to you doing a piece...
Well, look, at the city of Indianapolis, Phil, I don't mean to interrupt you. They can react any way they want. I don't write promotional pieces. I don't do PR. I'm a writer. I'm a journalist. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And that means I tell the truth. The city of Indianapolis, for the very first time, has a Super Bowl. Why is that? Why is the city of Indianapolis having a Super Bowl for the very first time when they got the Colts out there in the early 80s? That means almost 30 years. 30 years since they've had a Super Bowl, or since they've had a football team there. And that means that they have been very uncomfortable, the NFL, in putting a Super Bowl in the city of Indianapolis. My job is to find out why, and what I have found out, it scares me. It makes me feel dis-ease or unease, you know. It makes me feel as if perhaps...
What are you finding out? Because, again, you've been talking to me...
Look, I can't get into what I'm finding out, because otherwise I don't have an article that people are going to read.
Well, are you finding things? You know, like I said, people want to know, well, what exactly are you talking about? What exactly are you saying? What are you seeing?
Well, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm not going to give people a reason not to read my article. That's number one. But I'm also not going to say anything that's going to be misunderstood.
Well, look, are you saying you can't say something about a city that is false if it's false?
I'm not saying anything about a city that's false.
You're not saying that there's a disease?
No, I'm not saying anything like that. I'm saying that there's an old term that people have used down through the years. You get the creeps when you land in Indianapolis. And we want to write an article that's going to get to the bottom of that, and at the same time, we want an honest article that is going to be something the people can read, and it's not going to gloss anything over. The NFL wants to find out. That's why they're having a Super Bowl there.
You're not telling me anything here, man.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
That doesn't tell me anything either.
Well, I don't, look, if you want to be homophobic about it.
No, I'm not being homophobic, Doug, which is what you trot out all the time. You're simply saying that the city of Indianapolis gives you a sense of gloom and doom and dread.
Yeah, did you ever see Harry Potter and that Lord Voldemort with that the guy that had no nose, you know? I'm not trying to be dramatic, but when I go to Indianapolis, I see that dude without the nose, you know?
And all right, so you see the guy without the nose, but is there something to this? You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
You may have a sense of gloom and doom and dread and dis-ease and unease when you go to Indianapolis. Is there something to this for the average person?
I believe there is, because of the people that I've talked to and because of what I've read. And because there has been a Super Bowl in Indianapolis ever since the team got there, and because there hasn't been a football team in Indianapolis until 1983, they don't have a baseball team. They don't have a hockey team. They've got a basketball team and a football team. Why? That's what I'm trying to say. And that's what we're trying to get to the bottom of. And that's what we're trying to, do a clear, dry-eyed, and concise article about. What's wrong with this town? Why does it creep people out?
Well, I told you that I've been to Indianapolis twice in my lifetime, and it's never creeped me out. The two times I've been there...
Well, hold on for a minute, because what you're doing now is you're doing a PR pitch. You know what?
No, I'm not doing a PR. I said I've been to Indianapolis. No, I'm not. I'm telling you how I felt about it.
But you're interviewing me. And when you interview me, the thrust and the tenor of the hour is going to have to be how I see it, not how you see it.
Well, Doug, I have to tell you, I'll do the hour any way I want to do it, and I'm telling you that I want to give my opinion about this now, okay?
But what's the point of having me on, Phil? Are you going to argue with me? Are you going to tell me?
No, I'm not going to argue with you. I'm going to give my audience my read on the city of Indianapolis, which was decidedly positive the two times I've been there. I went to one of the best steakhouses I've ever been to, and they know it very well in Indianapolis.
Okay, but you're going to go with that St. Elmo Steakhouse again? Every time you talk about that city... That's the only good thing you've got to say about it.
No, that is not the only good thing I've got to say about it.
Mention one other good thing.
Look, I think it's a beautiful city to look at. I think it's a beautiful city.
Oh, yeah, right. Look, Phil, we all know about St. Elmo Steakhouse.
Excuse me, but I think it's a beautiful city to drive into. I like the city, okay? I'm not going to get into a excuse my French, folks, a pissing match about this. I'm going to go to a phone call here. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Lloyd on the Phil Hendry Show in Alhambra. Go ahead, Lloyd.
Phil, I'm enjoying the program, and I'm listening to this man, Doug Dagger, and I've listened to this guy before on your program before. And what he does, and he says that he's gay. That's right. That's right, huh?
Yes, sir, that is right.
When you say you're a gay man and a gay journalist, what do I care? I'm just saying, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, sir, I have a better, a clear... Yeah, that's what you do. He says I've got a clear and I'm a better reporter. That's exactly right, sir.
That's what he says.
Well, I don't understand how does a gay make you better? And the other, I served in the United States Navy. Yes, sir. And there was a ship called the USS Indianapolis.
I'm very familiar with it, sir.
Well, the USS Indianapolis...
I know, sir. It got hit by a Japanese torpedo. It sunk. The men went in the water. They survived shark attack. It was delivering the A-bomb to Tinian. And only 300 men survived.
But you know something? That really bothers me that you butted in and told that story. But I called up to tell it.
All right, Doug, why don't you let this man talk?
I feel like, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And
I know you're gay. I wanted to tell the story of the Indianapolis. I didn't want a gay man.
Wait a minute, you didn't think there were gay sailors on that ship?
I don't know if there were gay sailors on the ship or not, but I called up the show and I wanted to tell the story.
All right, well, look, Lloyd...
No. This guy... Forget it.
All right, 877-876. He hung up, and I think it was a bit rude of you to not allow that guy to...
Phil, I know the story of the Indianapolis. I wasn't trying to be rude.
Well, he called up. He's a Navy veteran, and he wanted to tell the story of the Indianapolis. I know it doesn't have anything to do with the city, but it's a compelling story.
I know it's a compelling story, Phil, and my hat is off to the great veterans of the SS Indianapolis and all of the Navy veterans of World War II. And the great job that those Indianapolis sailors did in their part in the war and surviving that horrible torpedo attack. But I'm here to talk about the city of Indianapolis, not the ship. And I think that man called up to try to, get me off my, try to get me not to say I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. He wanted to de-gay, if you will, and excuse me for putting it that way, he wanted to de-gay the discussion.
And what does that mean, de-gay the discussion?
He didn't want me mentioning that I'm gay.
877-877. I don't think that was the case. I don't think it mattered to him either way. I think he just, I think he was like me. He wanted to know what the hell is the problem with Indianapolis, you know.
And I've been getting to it.
No, you haven't, Doug. No, you haven't. You haven't said one thing specifically about what's wrong with Indianapolis other than the fact that it gives you a sense of dread and gloom and doom, which is the funniest thing I've ever heard. And it reminds you of Lord Voldemort or whatever that guy's name is from Harry Potter when you get into the city.
I'm saying, you know, you can laugh if you want. I'm saying that's the sense that I get.
Okay, fine. 877-876-PHIL. Let's get Harvey Wireman in here. He's an attorney at law. Harvey is a frequent contributor to legal matters here on our show. And we want to get him on the line here to talk a little bit about this. Because, Harvey, you are a native of Indianapolis.
Yes.
And you've been listening to Doug.
And I know Doug. How are you doing, Doug?
Good, Harvey.
And, all right, you two guys know each other, so what do you think?
Well, look, you know, I'm just like the gentleman that called in before. I'm a veteran as well. I happen to be a veteran of the Second World War. And I come from Indianapolis. I moved to California after I got out of the service. Indianapolis is a tremendous city. And it gave me my start in life, obviously. I've always go back, and I don't know what this homosexual, you know, you say you're a gay man, Doug, and I know that, and you're gay. But what does being a homosexual have to do with your ability to write an article? Please answer me that question.
All right. As a gay man and as a gay journalist, I have the ability to see through.
Can I interrupt? Because you've told me this before.
Yes, sir.
I've heard this, but it doesn't help me answer the question. What is it about your being a gay man and a gay journalist that is going to, that gets you, you know, gets you to be a good writer?
I said, I'm a gay man, a gay journalist. I can see through all of the phoniness. I see through all of the phony baloney, and I get right to the heart of it. In Indianapolis, as I said, gives me the creeps.
Right there is what I want to say. Indianapolis is my hometown.
I understand that.
All right. Why does it give you the creeps? Because, let me say this.
I'm a gay man.
You can't just say you're a gay man, and that means that I've got to believe that Indianapolis gives you the creeps.
And well, I think we've got to take him at his word that Indianapolis gives him the creeps.
All right. Well, if Indianapolis gives you the creeps, as you say it, then I think there's something wrong with you.
Why would that be? Because I'm gay?
You always say that. You always say because you're gay, that's why I'm criticizing you.
Well, Harvey, I have to say that that's what I believe, because as a gay man, as a gay journalist, you know that we've talked about gay eye. And
I've talked about gay eye. I've talked to other gay men, and I've never heard anybody tell me they got gay eye to the point where everything they see and everything they're right and everyone's wrong. And that's the part that I've always found fault with you about. That your gay eye makes you right about my city that I grew up in. I love very much. My eldest son was born there.
Well, you haven't told me why you love it.
Is he kidding?
And Doug, why would you think a man... Why does anybody love their hometown? You know?
No, that's not good enough. No, that's not going to work. No, not with me. No. You can sell that. You go sell that at one of your retired lawyer luncheons.
What do you mean retired? You must be the stupidest man I've ever... And you know I've known you for many years. You've got to be the stupidest man I've ever talked to.
Why is that? Because I asked you why you love your hometown.
Yes, you have to be stupid. And you've not yet been able to say to me why Indianapolis gives you the creeps. Maybe it's because there are so many intelligent people there that an idiot like you would get...
Okay, so you've got to insult people. That's what you've got to do.
All right, hold the line here, guys, because all of a sudden we have an argument going on about, and I don't blame Harvey and I don't blame the other gentleman, Indianapolis is a city. Doug Danger is about to write an article about why Indianapolis gives people the creeps, why it gives them a sense of doom, of gloom, and of dread. And he hasn't told us really what that, you know, what is that germ of bad karma that is causing him to write this article. He hasn't said it yet. 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We got Doug Danger on the line from the Orange County Courier. We've been talking with Harvey Wireman, who is an attorney at law and a native of Indianapolis. I think we got Harvey hanging with us a little bit longer. And I appreciate that, Harvey. You there?
Yes, sir.
And Doug, I do appreciate you being with us. I do feel that you're hemming and hawing a little bit.
I'm not hemming and hawing. Just because you say I'm hemming and hawing and Harvey does, it doesn't mean I'm a gay man, I'm a gay journalist, which means I don't lie. I don't know what that means. It means exactly what I just said.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Indianapolis, Doug Danger is about to write an article for the Orange County Courier that says basically Indianapolis, the site of the Super Bowl this weekend, is a city that gives people the gloom and dread. A dark city, a city of foreboding, a city that the NFL is working hard to reverse the image of. Here is Kenny. Kenny, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Doug Danger.
Hey, Phil. How you doing?
Good, sir.
All right. First of all, Phil, I want to say this. I'm a straight man and a straight caller, okay? To your guest.
I haven't heard that before. I've heard that a lot of times, sir.
Listen, I have relatives that live in that city.
What are you laughing at? Are you laughing at the fact that I'm gay?
Sir,
you find that funny? Maybe I can laugh at the fact that you're black.
Let me laugh
at the fact that you're black.
You must find it amusing yourself because you keep mentioning it. I don't think any of Phil's callers give a damn. No, but why don't you get to the point at hand? Why don't you say that you're there to report? Because see, that's
Doug. Right, you know, I don't have a black. My black listeners don't call up and say I'm a black man.
Here's what I'm saying. Indianapolis. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and the reason why I say that. Boy, this guy, he's laughing at me being gay. Well, the point that the man's trying to make is. You don't hear that guy saying, I'm black, I'm black, I'm black, do you? No, because you can tell. What a racist.
And what does that mean?
Oh, come on.
You know what, Doug? I can slightly hear a little bit of a lisp with you.
Well, you are some kind of a bigot, man.
Listen, Phil asked you a question.
What's the thing with Indianapolis? I want to know what the thing is with Indianapolis.
As I've said, I'm writing an article. It's going to be in the Sunday Orange County Courier. I'm covering the game on Sunday, okay? I won't be back in Orange County. I'm going to be doing the game. Now, Indianapolis, since 1983, when the Indianapolis Colts, when the Baltimore Colts first arrived there, they brought with them, if you will, and I'm going to put it this way, they brought the stink of Baltimore with them. And if you've ever been to Baltimore, you may love Indianapolis. Do you like Baltimore? Yeah, I didn't think so.
Baltimore.
You like it?
Yes.
I know people that love Baltimore.
What do you mean you know people that love Baltimore?
I know people that go there and party. They go there for raves. They go there for the nightclubs.
Wow. Really? And do they make their own glass pipes or do they buy them in?
Okay, see, to me, that is exactly what I'm talking about. You have a prejudice.
What prejudice?
So Baltimore, you go there just to suck out of your glass pipe and dance in a warehouse. Is that it?
That's exactly it.
Phil, let me ask you a guess. Let me ask you this. Do you find the city of San Francisco creepy?
Oh, I get what you're getting at. So in other words, gayness.
I asked you a question. Do you find
it? I find, to be honest with you, San Francisco boring.
What about Atlanta?
What, the whole bunch of fruits there, too? I didn't know that.
What is it with the fruit thing?
Oh, Atlanta's crawling with them. Atlanta's got that good old boy Southern thing, but how do I know? Three guesses. The first two don't count.
Okay.
And I can tell you that Atlanta is brimming with fruits.
Okay, let's quit with all of this conversation about fruits. I appreciate your call, Kenny. We've got to move on. 877-876-7445. let's not get ugly, okay?
Well, I'm not. I don't want to be ugly. You know, I want to jump in. So I don't like the conversation about fruits, and I don't like the conversation about blacks, but I think that you, Doug, I'm gay. I'm saying that because it influences my writing. Oh, the hell it influences.
877-876-PHIL. Let me go to another phone call here. This is Bill. Go ahead, Bill. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
I think you just seem like you're ducking around the main issue. You keep announcing, you know, that you're a gay man and a gay journalist. We all know that. But
well, you know what, Bill? I'm hearing the music. Hold on, Bill. Bill, hold the line. You will be first out. We do have to break. 877-876-PHIL. My apologies, folks. I thought we had a little more time than we do. We'll be right back after our top of the hour break as we talk with Doug Danger, Harvey Wireman along the way on why Indianapolis will be the subject of an article Doug is writing about Indianapolis being creepy and dark and foreboding, and that's why the NFL is trying to change their image by having the Super Bowl there. 877-876-PHIL. And by the way, he hasn't said yet why he finds it creepy and foreboding. We'll be right back.
I think he's creepy and foreboding.
Hendry.
Oh, shut up. You tell me to shut up.